I'm a city kid. I literally grew up swapping stories on the stoop outside my apartment building in Center City, Philadelphia. And I lived in a neighborhood that was, you know, working class, nice neighborhood, you know, lots of students and craftspeople and waiters and, you know, hard workers, and never really knew a business person except to sort of see kind of the men walking by our stoop in their suits and ties headed to the big buildings and the private clubs on Broad Street in Philadelphia. My mom was a single mother with three young daughters. At the time of this story, I was nine. I had a sister who was 7 and 5. And she was the receptionist at the Y, which was great for a kid because it was a great place to go every day after school. And like a lot of, you know, single parents, she worked hard and we always had what we need, but we really didn't ever have anything extra. And in our house, clothing was definitely about function and not fashion. And when you have three daughters close in age, you buy your clothing with an eye toward passing it from me to my sister, to my sister. And, you know, the fashion statement was, you know, what color iron-on knee patch, you know, you got as the knees in your pants got worn. And so, you know, that was our life and the way that we lived, and we knew nothing different. But when I was 1972, I was lucky enough to get into a magnet school in Philadelphia. And September comes, and my mother puts me on the number 2 bus to go off to the Julia Reynolds Masterman School. And Masterman was this amazing, and it still is this amazing, citywide magnet school. And all of a sudden, I wasn't just with kids from my neighborhood or the Y. I was with kids from all over Philadelphia. And they were from North Philly, and it was all the Italian kids from South Philly, and it was the Irish kids from Fishtown. But then it was also kind of the fancy kids from Chestnut Hill and Society Hill. And on that first day of school in fourth grade, I met this very fancy girl who was not only charismatic and outgoing and funny and beautiful, but she was wearing the most amazing pair of jeans. They were, this is 1972, so picture this. They were high-waisted, bell-bottom, rainbow jeans with a 7-stitch line rainbow that started on this hip, went over to this hip. Okay, follow this. And all the way down to the bottom of the bell bottom, on the front and the back. So that rainbow was coming and going. This was the most amazing fashion statement I had ever seen. And I had never in my life thought about wanting to have a style of my own. You know, I was a Wrangler's white shirt, red sweater girl. That was what we wore to school. But seeing this girl and seeing these jeans and seeing her, just the whole package just really kind of caught my attention. So that day, you know, at some point later, I, you know, kind of sidle up next to her and compliment her jeans and ask her where they were from. And I was completely deflated when she told me that they were from Wanamaker's. Because this wasn't Woolworths and this wasn't the 5 and 10. This was the fanciest store in Center City, Philadelphia. This was not a place my family shopped. And so I kind of thought, oh, you know, that's so depressing. The only time I go to Wanamaker's is for the Christmas show. And if any of you know Philadelphia, the Wanamaker's is this gorgeous kind of central foyer. And to this day, they still run this light show that goes all the way up all 5 stories of this atrium with this beautiful organ accompaniment. And our, you know, exposure to Wanamaker's was to go for this Christmas show every year. But I was determined to figure out a way to get a pair of those jeans. So, you know, I'm 9 years old. I'm riding the bus home that day, and I'm kind of saying to myself, you know, what can I, like, where can I get money? What can I do that somebody would ever pay for? And, you know, nothing was coming to me. And my activity every day after school was that I would go to the Y, and I did gymnastics. And as I finished up my gymnastics class that day and had some, you know, 3-year-old come running across my, you know, feet with a mother chasing after her, trying to get her to, you know, stop running around the gym while her sister was doing gymnastics, this idea came to me. And so I went to my mother, and she helped me create a little flyer. And remember mimeograph machines with the crank? And so we mimeographed a flyer for my first business called the Tiny Tots Tumbling Class. And I proudly, you know, the next couple of days went around and I handed out my flyer to the moms who were waiting with their, you know, with their younger kids for their older daughters. And within a week, I had moms paying me $1 an hour to take their little kids and kind of keep them out of the way while their older daughters were doing their tumbling classes. And so by Thanksgiving, that was in September, by Thanksgiving I had saved $20, which was more than enough, I figured, for the jeans, and might even be enough for me to get like a bright shirt to go with one of the rainbow stripes going down the legs. And I was so excited about this that, you know, I didn't want to just go running off to Wanamaker's. I kind of wanted to, you know, make it this sort of special day for myself. And so plan the big day. It's early December. I get off the bus stop three stops early at Chestnut Street, and I walk down from, you know, 17th to 13th to Wanamaker's, and I walk in. And now I'm not just here as a watcher. I'm here as a shopper. And so I'm so excited, and I go up the escalator to the kids section. The jeans are nowhere. And I search every table, and I search every rack, and they're not there. And I am crestfallen. You know, I've worked so hard. I've saved my money. I planned my big day. And as I'm ready to leave the department, you know, I said to the, you know, the salesperson, "I'm so sad. I thought you sold these rainbow jeans." And she's like, "Oh, honey, those are down in the bargain basement, down at the bottom." And so I get back on the escalator, go down past the foyer, down to the bargain basement, and they are unceremoniously dumped in a big pile on a big table. But to me, it was like there was a glowing light from the ceiling shining on them. And I get these jeans, and there's this great bright yellow shirt, you know, that's kind of also sort of dumped in a pile next to them. And I go in the dressing room, and I'm so nervous to try them on that I try them on with my back to the mirror. And I turn around, and I look at myself, and I am transformed. Because now I'm the stylish, outgoing girl. And I turn around and around, and I look at myself in the mirror, and there's no way I'm taking these off and putting my old stuff back on. So I take all my $1 bills and I walk out to the, you know, to the cashier, and I say, "Can I wear these out of the store?" Hand her my $1 bills, and I literally felt like I floated up the escalator back to the center hall of Wanamaker's. And just as I got to the top, the light show was starting. And so there I am in my rainbow jeans, watching this rainbow light show, feeling like Miss America. And what I realized when I look back is that I really gave myself a gift that day. And it wasn't all about the jeans, although they were awesome. But it was really the gift of understanding that I could make my life happen. And that's a gift I still carry with me today.